Brian Price and Delton T. Horn present Narrowed Horizons.
Delton T. Horn, the unknown star, and his agent, Dwayne, have set out on an allegedly record-breaking world tour. Somewhere in Sledgeville, Delton and Dwayne have been mistaken for a pair of VIPs, very important persons, who are to open an important new seminar about kitchen utensils.
Oh boy, Delton, what a crowd! I can hardly wait for the big parade they're having for us to begin!
Me too, Dwayne. Hey, turn on the radio so we'll know what we're seeing.
Okay.
This is Melvin Weemish, the semi-official voice of Sledgeville. I'll be covering the big parade for you today, even though it looks like everybody in town has turned out to see it in person. This parade is being given in honor of those important seminar guys who have honored Sledgeville by deciding to hold the first edition of their new national seminar here in our town. It's called Extra Income Through Personality Analysis of Common Kitchen Utensils. And I don't know about you folks, but I can't think of a more exciting topic. Well, it's a beautiful day here in Sledgeville, except for a few inches of pre-seasonal sleet, and the parade is due to start any minute now, as soon as the mayor finds his car keys. Oh, he's found them now. The parade is about to start. Whoops, sorry folks, false alarm. Those are the keys to his wife's car. Well, I've just been handed this note. Let's see, there's been a slight change in plans. The mayor's wife will be leading the parade instead of the mayor. And they're off! The parade has officially begun! This is truly a soul-stirring moment. There goes the mayor's wife in her car. She is smiling happily and waving to the crowd. And if you look very carefully, you can see the mayor sulking in the back seat. Oh, here comes the first float! It's a giant spatula constructed entirely from ballpoint pens and dandelions! Oh, what a lovely sight! I hope we can get some good photographs before the dandelions wilt. And then, there's the first elephant, and there's the second elephant, and there's the third... Whoa. No, sorry. That one's a rhinoceros. And then there's the mayor's dog. And oh, wow, a whole herd of platypuses. Who should that be, platypi? Does anybody know the correct plural of platypus? Oh, well, grammatically or not, it is a stirring sight watching a herd of platypuses marching along in close formation. No platypi. And, of course, there's the traditional meatball float, a great favorite of the children. I understand that, despite numerous renovations, this float still has some of the original meatballs. Way to go, Sledgeville! And riding on top of the largest meatball is Miss Teenage Sledgeville. Of course, this is Miss Emily Trunch, who has won the title of Miss Teenage Sledgeville for 37 years in a row. And her prom dress still looks great on her. She's done a marvelous job of letting it out each year. And next, we have another elephant. Oh, and there's an interesting float. Wait! No, that isn't actually part of the parade. It's not on my notes. Oh, it's just the hot dog wagon that took a wrong turn. Well, that's all right. It looks grand anyway. Oh, I've just been handed another note. Let's see, what does this one say? It's a correction. Excuse me, Emily. According to this, Miss Emily Trunch has not won the title of Miss Teenage Sledgeville 37 times in a row. She has actually won 38, but not consecutively. Sorry, Em. And finally, we have the Sledgeville Volunteer Marching Band. Let's listen to some of their wonderful music. Just beautiful. Those extra biannual rehearsal sessions have sure paid off, guys. Keep up the good work. Well, looks like that's about it for the big parade. I hope you all were as impressed and deeply moved as I was. This is Melvin Weemish, the semi-official voice of Sledgeville, signing off. Be sure to tune in next time for more of Narrowed Horizons.
Also featuring Bill Wax and William Wax.
Copyright 1987 by Brian Price and Delton T. Horn.